Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week, so let's now move on to some more news items. We start with the rather downbeat news that Norwich businesses are struggling, but there are some signs of recovery. And we've got positive stories about a new business which is offering online singing lessons, a gaming cafe that's raised hundreds for charity, and a grandmother who raised 30,000 chickens and has written a book about it. Matt starts us off, though, with news of how Norwich businesses are coping.
Norwich's retail sector was one of the worst hit in the east of England during the pandemic, but is in a good position to recover post-COVID, a new report found. Centre for Cities, an independent group aiming to improve the economies of the UK's largest cities, found that of the seven cities in this region, Norwich was the second hardest hit, losing 33 weeks of potential sales. Cambridge saw the highest number of weeks of potential sales lost at 36 weeks, while Ipswich saw 31 weeks lost. Across the nation, Norwich was also one of the hardest hit, placed 21st out of the 62 cities when comparing the number of weeks of potential sales lost. Cambridge ranked 17th and Ipswich 26th. A combination of lockdowns and working from home resulted in many of the region's city centres seeing a fall as the pandemic first started and the onset of the Omicron. The report also found cities that were economically stronger before the pandemic saw more shop closures over the last 2 years compared to the cities that were already struggling before COVID. It said this suggests government support during the pandemic has helped to stop the decline of economically weaker cities.
People looking to warm up their pandemic pipes have tuned in from all over the world to an online singing class launched by a Norwich musician. Alexandria Corvin made the most of having a lockdown customer base during the pandemic and took her singing classes online. She transformed her business, Rockstar Singers, to offer fully online classes during lockdown, which she said was successful after overcoming initial challenges such as poor internet connections. But from March this year, she's going to be offering a full course via subscription model. She said, "I'm really excited because it will mean I can help anyone wherever they happen to be. The membership subscription will consist of an online self-paced singing course, plus ongoing support from me in a forum where members will be able to ask questions about singing and get feedback on their progress. The course will also include modules on songwriting, confidence and performing techniques to help new singers, and it costs £50 a month."
The special ingredient giving Norwich a sweet tooth has been revealed. It's TikTok. That's according to White Lion Street specialists Oh So Sweet. Caroline Hale, manager of the City Centre shop, said that there is a real demand for sweets from across the pond due to the social media app. She said, "People love it. If you go to London, American sweet shops are everywhere, and we're beginning to see that trend in Norwich now as well. I think the reason is TikTok and YouTube. We get so many children come in. You can always tell if there's a trend because it's all we get asked about for consecutive weeks." However, Ms. Hale said that all it takes is for a sweet to go viral online before they see a surge of demand for a particular sweet. She explained, "Back in the day, you might have the latest film come out that might feature Twinkies, which would lead to a spike. But now, children have so much access to discover sweets online and want to try them for themselves." Like many businesses during the COVID lockdowns, Oh So Sweet had to adapt. The shop transitioned to an online shop, which added another string to its bow when they were allowed to reopen. Brittany Westgate, shop assistant at Oh So Sweet, added that demand surged during lockdown. She said, "We've ramped up internet orders since the first lockdown. It's really taken off since COVID, and when we returned to the shop, we've had loads of internet orders in addition to our walk-ins." Ms. Hale said that her biggest sellers at the moment change most weeks depending on the latest trends. She added, "At the moment, everyone wants brain liquor and Jolly Ranchers. Everyone always asks for Twinkies too, but they've always been a favourite." Miss Westgate added that anything blue tends to sell well. She said, "I've had children come in and ask what will turn my tongue blue. People are nostalgic and often come in trying to find sweets they've loved as a child but haven't had for years."
A gaming cafe has smashed its own donation goal and raised thousands of pounds for charity, courtesy of a 24-hour live stream. One Life Left in St. Benedict Street in Norwich hoped to raise £500 for charity, but ended up with more than six times that. The charity, Special Effect, is a UK-based organisation which specialises in providing bespoke controllers for disabled people who have limited access to gaming. John Gage, who's the owner of One Life Left Gaming Cafe, said, "We've always made our facilities available to everyone of all ages and backgrounds. We're very much one big gaming community." John participated in a 24-hour live stream on the website Twitch, along with well-known video personalities. And after jumping, racing, flying and shooting their way through two 12-hour sessions from January 15th to the 16th, they'd raised £3,041 in total. John added, "To get over £3,000 was incredible, way beyond what we expected."
A grandmother who estimates that she's rescued more than 30,000 chickens has turned her life into a book for children. Ever since Karen Burnett was little, she's been passionate about helping animals and as a schoolgirl used to bring home and care for injured critters, from chickens and ducks to even a pregnant cat. Her passion led her to a career in animal rescue, which saw her work for the RSPCA, and while living in Ireland, she founded her own chicken rescue operation. Now living in Norwich, she has turned her life of rescuing animals into a book for children, aiming to share her passion for wildlife and teach them how to respect animals. She said, "My parents had two red setters when I was growing up called Ruby and Rufus, and to be honest, I was not happy with how they were treated. So I wanted to dedicate my life to treating animals the right way. I rescued my first animal when I was only 9 years old. I used to bring home chickens and ducks that were injured and nurse them back to health. At one point during her childhood, she found herself looking after chickens, ducks, budgies and goldfish all at once. Ms. Burnett estimates that she's, over the course of her life, she's cared for more than 30,000 chickens. She said, "I would take them home when they were in a bad way, rehabilitate them, then help them to find a new home." The mother of four is now living in Norwich, having previously also lived in Bury St. Edmunds, but her current living arrangements have meant that she's unable to take any animals. Her final rescue was a 2.5-year-old dog called Millie, who she guided into the care of the Dogs Trust after agreeing to take off the hands of her owner at the same time, who, she says, she witnessed beating her with a stick. She added, "The book is mostly pictures of the animals I've saved over the years. The Girl Who Grew Up Saving Animals is available on Amazon, with proceeds going to the Dogs Trust."
Our second feature is a fascinating look at a Norwich club that's all about going underground, as Marion Penn discovers.